Ramsey TV.
Good morning, everybody. This is Martin Zender, making sense for a living 5 days a week from the edge of the bottom of the Floridan Peninsula. Yes, even during hurricanes. Wind shall not stay my sense-making capabilities, nor shall wind, I already said that, nor shall water, nor shall rising tides. Oh no, I'm going to make sense through it all. I will not be dissuaded. My eyes are focused. I am set like flint to withstand any onslaught until I get leveled by something. Up until then, I'm here for you. Now, what I'm going to tell you today is very helpful. Oh, first of all, I'm making another show on Monday. So to me, it's still Monday. By the time you get this show, Hurricane Dorian will have done whatever it's going to do to South Florida. It looks like it's going to give us a pass, but hurricanes can be stubborn. They can be unpredictable and sometimes recalcitrant. Anything going counterclockwise that quickly can be recalcitrant. Take it from me. So it is what it is. As you know, I have my flowers here, so all is well. I'm protected by the divine of beauty. Now, I'm going to give you a great tip in life. There's a difference. You need to know this, between affection and love. There's a difference between the Greek words philio and agape. Philio is in the scripture, and the concordant version translates it fondness. Some people confuse this with love. Fondness, there's one particular characteristic of fondness that is not present with love. Fondness is liking someone because they are worthy to be liked. They are nice people. They do good things for you. They're generally accommodating and pleasant. Therefore, you like them, and you yourself, of course, are pleasant, and they like you. This is all very nice, except it's not, because it's all conditional. Now, God's love is not conditional. You wouldn't know that from listening to Christians, because God's love, being supposedly conditional, has one condition. You just have to love him back, you know, with some, at least some of the same degree, at least the same kind, if not the same quantity. And if you don't, well, God's everlasting, beautiful love will send many people to hell for eternity, where flames of fire will burn their bodies, and he will work an incredible miracle to keep them alive. Yes, but God's love is unconditional other than that. All right, that's enough of the fiction. The fact is that there's a special Greek word for the love of God, and it is agape. What is so great about that? This. It doesn't depend on the worthiness of the person. It loves because it is love. It just goes out to everything, and it doesn't care if it gets anything in return. This is the most comforting kind of love. I'm going to tell you why. Because it doesn't ask for anything. It can't be denied. There it is. Agape love can't be denied. Filial love is the most frustrating kind of love. Should I say filial affection? Because to me, the most horrible pain in this life, emotional pain, the most horrible emotional pain is unrequited love. It hurts like hell to be shunned by someone, to not have your love returned. Of course, we've all experienced this. I've had my share of it. And it is just something I have a hard time getting over. But you can fight back. Yes, you can fight back from a rejection of your filial love by using the Martin Zender technique of agape love. This is an offensive weapon that you can deploy on your unrequited lovers. You can deploy it on friends. You can deploy it on enemies. This technique is bold, it's aggressive, and it will comfort you, and at the same time, it will irritate the recipient of it, which is kind of the best part, but it will eventually change them, and it's just satisfying all the way around. I'm going to tell you how to do it. Oh, but first, you can agape people that you don't necessarily filio. That is, you can love people that you don't necessarily like. And it's easy to like people that you don't love. That's easy. Anybody can do that. But to love people that you don't like, that's a challenge. But it's a challenge to God, not to the human, because if you don't have this love, you can't do it. Love is a fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience. It's the first one you will notice, and it takes God to put this in you. So you can only exercise outward as much love as God puts inward. But of course, we inspire one another to great things, even though God has to do it. But I speak relatively, of course. But in the case of Jesus and Pilate, for instance, did Jesus like Pontius Pilate? Did he filio Pilate? No. In fact, I would say that Pilate had more filio for Jesus Christ than Jesus Christ had for Pilate. Okay, so he wasn't fond of the man, but did he love him? Yes, agape love. So there's the difference. Some people you can't live with, right? You just can't live with some people. You can't be around some people, but that does not stop you from loving them. That's the great thing about agape love. You don't have to be in the same zip code. Great. That's really helpful to know, isn't it? So I would tend to call this section of my talk, Take That, because agape love is aggressive and it's satisfying. So let's say you are the recipient of one of the worst things that can happen, which is unrequited love. I would ask you to despair not. You feel rebuffed, of course, and you are. All your kindnesses, all your grace, they are stiff-armed. And all the blessings you offer to people are blasted to bits. This hurts badly. But despair not. As I said, relief is at hand, because I urge you at this time to employ my patented, easy-to-follow, Martin Zender refused affection revenge tactic. I repeat that. This is the Martin Zender refused affection revenge tactic. What you do is you take your anger, your pain, and your aggression, and you channel it into agape love. Haha, you see, agape love is not passive. Oh no, my friends, it is very active. I know it's unusual to see the words anger, pain, aggression next to the word love in the same sentence, but listen, this is a big time revelation here. And I'll soon acquaint you with why it is a scriptural principle. You're thinking to yourself, Martin, you'd have to be a real magician to do that. Oh yeah? Well, there's an English phrase we have called kill them with kindness, right? You're familiar with that. Love them to death. I'm gonna love you to death. I'm gonna kill you with kindness. Jeez. Death? Kill? In the same context as love? Where does this come from? The scriptures. It's a potent cocktail. Oh my God. Loving someone to death, killing them with kindness, killing in the same context as kindness. That's a potent cocktail. It helps you and the recipient of it. From whence does it come? Great question. Surprisingly, from Paul. Yes, our apostle. The apostle writes in Romans 12, verses 20 through 21, if your enemy should be hungering, give him the morsel. If he should be thirsting, give him to drink. For in doing this, you will be making him feel like $1 million. You will be sending doves of happiness and the swallows of peace upon his head and shoulder. No, Paul says, in doing this, you'll be heaping embers of fire on his head. Now, let me ask you this. How satisfying would it be to take literal embers of fire and heap them on the heads of your enemies? Oh, my God, that would be fun, wouldn't it? I've heard teaching concerning this embers of fire on their head. It's ridiculous, but I have to address it since some of you might have heard of it. Well, this is a figure of speech because in the Bible days, people used to carry coal for their house fires on their head. And if your neighbor ran out of coals, you would put them on this plate on the head and take it to them. It's like, no. No, this whole thing is you kill them with kindness. People feel so self-convicted. They feel so guilty, really, that you are blessing instead of cursing them, that it just turns them all hot. It makes them hot and bothered within themselves because they know they are rat finks. And in the meantime, you're just lavishing them with love and kindness. And you don't have to be in the same zip code. You can just express it to God toward them. You can pray toward them. This really works well at night. I will explain that in a second. But think of this. Aggression flows throughout this package, this whole package here. It is aggressive, but it is tweaked by the divine touch of God. This is an aggressive love that conquers. It's an exercise of good that combusts on another person's scalp. But that's the figure of speech, right? Heap burning coals upon their head. Total figure of speech. You don't actually do that, but you do it metaphorically in that they're thinking, their head becomes hot because, wow, I've never seen this. Pilate never saw Jesus Christ answering him kindly, answering him respectfully. Never saw it. Never saw anyone so composed. Jesus loved that guy. Didn't like him, but loved him. Agape. Here is something that you can do. And this is helpful because you feel this pain of unrequited love. You feel the pain of rejection. And you need this because there you are all dressed up with agape and no place to go. All dressed up with all this affection and no place to dispense it. So you are a frustrated filial person. Are you not? Many times? Okay, well, load the cannon with agape. That's right, load it. I want you to think of agape love as a destroying torrent. I think the cannon metaphor is great. Load it up in your cannon. You can really shoot someone with agape love, and that love is destroying in that it will break down eventually. It will break down resistance to it because people have never experienced it before. So affection that is snubbed, let's personify it for a second. So let's say you have affection for somebody and it's snubbed. This is what your affection says, okay? It's like, oh yeah? Snub me, will you? Oh yeah? You think you can refuse me? Heh. I will see your refusal of filial and I will raise you agape. This is what happened with God and that Saul Paul character on the road to Damascus. God broke him down. God tried to be nice to Saul, tried to give him the old filio on the road to Damascus. No, it was actually his whole life. God was kind. Think of it. God was kind to Saul his whole life. Things went well for that guy. He went to the best schools, became a Pharisee of the Pharisee. He was respected by all the elders. He had the enviable nationality, great parents, best schools, sweet job. None of it worked. So God said, okay, it's time to love the guy to death. Time to love the guy to death. Kill him with kindness. So agape went forth from the cannon of God. And it broke down Saul in the middle of the freaking road. It killed, metaphorically, watch the air quotes, it killed the old Saul and it created a new man right then and there. That's agape. Now, I want you to listen to this man's testimony, the one who got cannonballed by agape love. In 1 Timothy 1:14, he says, yet the grace of our Lord overwhelms, active word, overwhelms with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Wow, a wave overwhelms, smoke overwhelms, storms, hurricanes, tornadoes, they overwhelm. All these things are apt metaphors for the love of God. So the best method of delivering agape is when you can't show up at someone's door, when they won't even let you in, and you're so frustrated, you just get revenge. Here's your revenge. This is actual revenge. It's like, oh yeah? Not going to return my affection, eh? Huh. Well, I am going to love the daylights out of you when you're not around. So you send your love to this individual through God. You talk to God, in other words, on that person's behalf. You say something like, Lord, please deliver agape to my stupid, terrible, awful enemy that I don't like, and do it in one form or another. God, maybe enlighten them, make something good happen for them. You can do this. You can do this. God, make something good happen to that jerk. You may not ever get credit for this miracle. No, I take that back. You will get credit for it. Yes, know this. Well, what if the person never knows that I prayed for good things to happen to them, that I love them? Oh, they will know, because at the great white throne, all things will be made manifest. This is assuming the object of your agape love is at the great white throne. All things will be made manifest at the great white throne, and then they will know. See, the day is coming when they will realize that you loved them to death. A good death, the death of the old humanity. They will realize it someday. They might not realize it now, but you just go with it. You aggressively send it out. Do it at night. I find that the best time to pray for my enemies. I'm laying there in bed. It's all dark. It's all calm. And I think about my enemies, and I ask the Lord to bless them, to do good things for them. Kill them with kindness. And it's the greatest force on earth. It works for both parties. It works for you, because you don't have to sit around and mope. You can do something that is going to affect that person. That's the thing. It's not just some wispy thing going out that you're imagining works, some kind of fairy tale idea or ideal. No, this is actual power. This kind of love coming out of you, this is not ethereal. It's not fictional. It's not hypothetical. It is going to God for that other person. And I swear to you, it is affecting them. This is the love of God. It's actually doing something. And someday they're going to know that you did that for them. I'm happy for them. I'm happy for you. Unrequited love of having the door slammed in your face and having this done by family, by friends, by lovers, by husbands, by wives. It's awful. Take your pain, load it into the cannon of agape love, and lob a salvo of God's love into their battlement. Scale the wall with it, cross the moat, break down the resistance. If you can't do it from the same zip code, God will do it from above.